Gratitude is an attitude. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because the Lord cares for you. If you believe the Lord cares for you, then whatever you're facing today will not crush you, overwhelm you. The Lord, Jesus Christ, is a good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And the good shepherd goes ahead of the sheep to make sure they find the easiest way up the mountain. He checks the water before he lets them drink it. He cares for you. St. Peter, this quote I use every Tuesday is for St. Peter's letter. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Throw them. Drop them in his arms. Say, God, here, I can't carry it anymore. Get that monkey off your back. Get that 1,000 pounds off your chest. Hand it over. I want you to visualize the good shepherd reaching out, stretching out his arms to you, accepting from you the burden that just makes life so dreary, makes your life so difficult to live, makes it difficult for you to get out of bed in the morning. Hand that over to the Lord and watch the Lord work powerfully in you to deal with whatever that care is, that concern. Well, if you've been listening to the programs this year, you know that on Tuesday, I devote the entire program to the power of prayer. Okay? Why do I spend Tuesday on prayer? Because prayer is the key. It opens the door to your heart. Prayer is the key. It opens the gates of heaven. Prayer is what God wants us. He said in Luke 18:1, pray always and never lose heart. And in Romans 12:12, Paul writes, rejoice in hope, be patient under trial, and be constant in prayer. They say of St. Francis of Assisi that there came a time in his life when he was not so much saying prayers, he became a prayer. You can become a living prayer. You can pray on the run. You can pray in traffic. You can pray in the shower. You can pray in the checkout line at a grocery store. You can pray, but you won't pray. You won't pray. Let's be honest here. You will not pray unless you see there's a value to praying. And remember, prayer doesn't change God's mind. Prayer changes our heart. Now, there's four types of prayer. Adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, supplication. Supplication, petition, right? ACTS. Today, I want to emphasize the T. I want to talk about thanksgiving. Let me begin with two jokes. I probably have used these before, so you might remember them. But they're great jokes. A priest asked a little boy in the third grade in Catholic school, do you pray every day? And the little boy said, no, not every day. Some days I don't need anything. And the other one, which I really like, again, the priest is talking to a little boy in the third grade, and he says to the little boy, does your family pray before you eat? The little boy says, no, we don't have to. My mother's a good cook. Well, I share those two jokes with you because there's more to prayer than just asking. You're allowed to ask. I've talked about that often. Yes, God wants you to ask. But ACTS, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. So thanksgiving is a critical one. Here's today's prayer that I want to share with you, okay? For all you have given me, my God, I thank you. For all you have withheld, my God, I thank you. For all you have permitted, my God, I thank you. For all you have prevented, my God, I thank you. For all you have forgiven me, my God, I thank you. For all you have prepared for me, my God, I thank you. For the family and friends you have given me, my God, I thank you. For the place you are keeping for me in heaven, my God, I thank you. For having created me to love you for all eternity, my God, I thank you. So, God, I thank you for all things. May I live and die thanking you. Amen. The German mystic Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you say in your entire life is thank you, that would be enough. That's why I started the program with the line, gratitude is an attitude. Let's talk about what gratitude does to our hearts. Well, you can't be angry or depressed if you're constantly saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude enlarges the heart. Gratitude puts all a person's problems in perspective. Gratitude allows a person not to focus so much on him or herself, but on God, on the mysterious way God blesses us. That we begin to count our blessings. And if you start counting your blessings every day, you're going to find that it's difficult to do anything else because you take more and more time each day to say, thank you, God. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you, God. You see, we're supposed to celebrate Thanksgiving once a year in a big way to remember that every day should be Thanksgiving. Every day we should pause and give thanks. If you're not a grateful person, there's a chance you're going to get petty. God spare us from petty people. If you're not a grateful person, you might become a whiner. And honestly, it's epidemic right now in our country, all the whiners. If you're not a grateful person, you're going to take for granted, just take for granted all the blessings you have. But you're living in the United States, the wealthiest country in the world, with the most luxuries and best technology. You need every once in a while, I do this, you need to imagine yourself in a part of the world that is war-torn or in poverty or suffered a natural disaster or some type of infectious disease. You need to picture what your existence would be like then, so that as a matter of fact, you can be very appreciative and absolutely aware of it, of the blessings you have in your life. Gratitude really does expand the heart. Gratitude allows a person to walk with a smile on his or her face, to really say to loved ones and friends and fellow workers and people who let you out ahead of them in traffic, whatever it might be, thank you. Thank you. I worry sometimes, you know, that we become complacent. We take each other for granted, or we take God for granted. We need to be very aware of how blessed we are and never miss an opportunity to say to God, dear God, I thank you. Jesus did that in Matthew's gospel. Huh? Father, I thank you for having revealed everything to me. Father, I thank you for always hearing me. Father, I thank you. When he snuck off early in the morning while the disciples were sleeping and he got up and crawled, you know, tiptoed over them and went off, what did he do while he went to prayer? Well, he had to be talking to his Father, right? And what was he saying? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Try it, okay? Fast from complaints, practice gratitude. Fast from complaints and whining and being self-centered, and be grateful and generous and loving. It will improve your health physically, emotionally, mentally. I absolutely guarantee it. Because our God is a loving God. Scripture says he's slow to anger and quick to forgive. I mean, we could spend the rest of our life thanking God for forgiving us. Scripture tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. Find that in Romans, Paul's letter to the Romans. So gratitude helps you to be cheerful. And then the next step is obviously to give to those who are less fortunate than you. Okay, here's today's food for thought. It comes from a very famous writer, Viktor Frankl, who survived the German concentration camps. He wrote, "What is to give light must endure burning." Right? A candle, he's especially referring to a candle or a fireplace, right? And that's true of our own lives. There will be some cost for us to be a light to the world. Jesus uses the image, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Yet there will be some cost to us. But in accepting that, accepting the sacrifice, the cross, the challenges, light will be given to many, many people. Well, do you know who our prayer partners are today? I want you to pray for people who have Parkinson's disease. It's a very, very, it's a neurological disease. It makes people shake. They lose their ability to move. 10% of the people who have Parkinson's become totally rigid. I have a dear friend who has that problem. She had Parkinson's. I saw her from the early stages. I saw it as it deteriorated. And now she can hardly move. Bright, sharp yet, but can hardly move. Dear God, we ask you to bless people with Parkinson's disease. Give them as much relief as possible. Let the medical sciences be able to aid them. Bless their families as they find themselves challenged in dealing with them, especially those who are in advanced Parkinson's disease. Jesus, I call down a healing for them. I call down a special blessing. Amen. All right, well, here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh, all right? Two businessmen were having lunch and talking not only business, but they were also talking about their families. One man said, "I got 6 boys." The other man said, "You're lucky. I sure wish I had 6 kids." The other asked, "Don't you have any children?" The guy said, "Yes, I got 10. He wished he had 6. Oh, boy. I got to quit explaining the jokes to you because a friend of mine said, "You don't have to explain the jokes to us. We'll get it." All right. I'll work on that. You want to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. Always love to hear from my listeners. You can send me your prayer intentions. I faithfully will take them to prayer. You can help me keep my hospital open way down south in Mexico, in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can write a check for whatever amount you can send me and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Make the check out to TASH, Tash, Inc., and send it to me. And God will bless you. And I always encourage people to visit my website. My website address is fatherscott.com. Spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.